sometimes in trying to be good people and trying to be good friends, good husbands, good wives, good everything, we tend to try to be perfect in every single type of relationship that we are in. We tend to overaccommodate, we tend to be over available, we tend to overdo it. Basically, we become very, very much afraid of setting boundaries because we are afraid of being offensive, or we are afraid of being left out of conversations, being left out of events and things like that. But that's not what life should be all about. Life should be about you being free, you being able to live life, and, you know, being able to maintain the perspective of yourself that you want. Hello, this is the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast, and you're welcome to another episode. Stay tuned, don't change the channel. Hello everybody, how are you doing? It's been a while. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. And it's your boy Daniel, aka your fat teacher, aka Briggs. Yeah. Okay, before I move on, let me apologize a little bit. I want to apologize for two things. The first one is, after the Father's Day special, I said I was going to upload two bonus episodes. I didn't do that. And the reason for that was because I had a lot of issues going on that, you know, surged up at the time, so I couldn't do them. I could start a rant about what was happening, but really, you don't want to hear about that. Secondly, I didn't upload any episode last week. That was because I wasn't feeling too well. I still have a little bit of a cold. I have catarrh, so you might hear a lot of sniffing, and I also have my cup of coffee here, so you might hear a lot of slurping, like so. That hit the spot. Anyway, fun fact, this is how I actually like my coffee. Hot water, obviously, then half a spoonful of the coffee, grounded coffee beans, then a spoonful and a half of milk, one cube of sugar, and a pinch of salt. Just don't ask me about the salt, I think. Anyway, today I'm going to be talking about setting boundaries and what that has to do with self-worth. Now, self-worth isn't actually a term that is thrown around a lot of times. You hear of self-love, you hear of self-esteem, but most of the time, you know, you don't hear of self-worth like that. Like, people mention it, but people don't really touch on it. So there's this misconception that, you know, is self-worth not the same as self-esteem? Actually, self-worth is not the same as self-esteem. How should I put it? Okay. Take for instance now, sometimes we feel like we don't belong, sometimes we feel like we don't deserve to state our opinions or even to stand our ground, you understand? So we get afraid of setting boundaries because we are afraid of offending people, or we are afraid of being left out. And being left out is actually a very, very valid thing to be worried about, because it's life. Human beings are community animals, you understand? But here's one thing that we also forget. Human beings are territorial beings. We love our territories. We love setting boundaries. You understand? We love setting boundaries. And boundaries actually help us to keep ourselves sane. Boundaries help us to, you know, have a stable mind. So in trying to, you know, be this free person, this very, very open book, we try to be perfect in every way. We try to be available in every way. You understand? We get ourselves so busy and all these things, which works for us as long as things are going well. But the moment one thing goes wrong, we tend to crash down to the ground. And that is just it. And that is where self-esteem actually is a little bit. Self-esteem is highly dependent on your ability, your achievements, and how well things are going for you. Self-esteem is highly dependent on the instant gratification, the constant reality of things should always be going well. And this is life. Things are not always going well. So this is where self-worth comes in. Self-worth is the sense that you deserve to be alive, to be loved the way you want, to be treated how you want to be treated, you know, to be seen how you want to be seen, and you deserve to take up space, you understand? It is not about comparing yourself to anybody, but it's an internal image of yourself that doesn't need your bank account to tell you what the image of yourself needs to look like, you know, because we get so hung up on what our body looks like, you know, what kind of beliefs that we hold, you know, we get so bound up by all these things, all these factors, that we let them determine who we want to be. While yes, there are factors that lend into the discussion and the decision of who you want to be, they are not the things that should define you in totality, you understand? So that's basically what self-worth is. So now, where do boundaries come in? Boundaries come in the fact that, you know, they help you maintain your self-worth. You know, boundaries are basically rules that communicate how you want to be perceived, communicated with, and what your principles are. You understand? To me, I don't know about anybody else, but to me, boundaries speak highly of a person's self-value. If your self-value or self-worth is low, you will probably not be the kind of person that maintains boundaries. You'll probably be the kind of person that, you know, you just be like, all things go, which is not healthy. I'm telling you now, being a all things go person is not healthy. It's not healthy. I've forgotten who said this. Was it TED Talk? But she has a PhD in social behavior. Is it behavioral psychology? I can't even remember. She said something. She believes that low self-worth or low self-value is one of the things that lend to high development in mental issues such as depression, schizophrenia, and all those kind of things, which I think it holds a little bit of ground. I think there are studies today that prove that. I can't really cite one now because I haven't checked, but I think there should be. And to me, it's, you know, it holds ground, because to me, boundaries speak highly of a person's self-value, you understand? The boundaries, many people like to think of boundaries as, you know, trying to deprive yourself. Yeah, many people think of boundaries as deprivation. No, boundaries are not deprivation. Boundaries are just set rules or principles that you, you know, define your relationships by. Take, for instance, a friendship. Many people, you know, just take friendship to be that, oh, I spoke with this person, so which means we are friends. That is not what friendship is, people. Please learn, that is not what friendship is. That is not what friendship is. Friendship is, you need to define what friendship means to you. I'm not telling you what you should define your friendship as, but I'm somebody who has a strict definition of friendship. So while I know a lot of people, many of them are not my friends. I'll repeat that. While I know a lot of people, many of them are not my friends. There's this there's this person on Instagram. Her account handle is @girlswithsigns. Yeah, girl with the signs, or girl with signs, I think, one of the two. And her recent post is, "We are not friends, I just know you," which is true for many of our friendships. We just know them, they just know us, but we are actually not friends. We have not developed that relationship to accommodate the status of friendship. But many of us just think, oh, I talked to this person once or twice, I collected their phone numbers, we are friends. No, sis, nah, that ain't air, nigga, that ain't air. And anybody that wants to be offended because I said nigga, your problem. But, you know, sometimes people don't understand what boundaries are. That's why they either don't set them themselves, or they don't even follow other people's boundaries. But the thing is, boundaries, good boundaries, because there can't be bad boundaries, good boundaries free you, you understand? They free you from certain obligations that you shouldn't even be adhering to in the first place. They free you from, you know, having to play yes man and having to agree with every single thing that comes your way. Boundaries are freeing, I know for a fact. Now, boundaries doesn't mean that you can't have deep, intimate relationships with people. Rather, there are things that, you know, help you gradually and safely lead up to those type of intimate relationships. For instance, now I have friends that I am deeply intimate with, like physically, emotionally, we are conjoined basically. And, you know, it's freeing, it's awesome, but it took time to get there, and it took adhering to some boundaries and slowly building up the trust to allow them through the gates of those boundaries. And I have other friends that is a, you know, we love ourselves from afar kind of, you know, friend, because every friend has their own, you know, place in your heart, let me put it that way. So anyway, that's basically what boundaries are. Boundaries are to help you. Boundaries are to make sure that you maintain a healthy mind. Do you understand? The end result of a boundary or boundaries is to establish a healthy, safe, and well-defined mode of communication and experience in any relationship, whether an old relationship or a new relationship. Because sometimes you have current relationships and there are dynamics in that relationship that you are not very, very comfortable with. So you need to put a little bit of a separation to them. You understand? You need to put a little bit of boundary, set some rules in place. You understand? I'll be like, okay, this, that. I'm not really comfortable with this, that, you understand? So now let us maybe start doing this kind of thing and all this kind of stuff. Take for instance, now I'm somebody that doesn't like being touched anyhow, especially from people that call themselves friends. So I usually let people know that, okay, don't just, you know, sound like your body's vibration is not meshing well with my body's vibration. You understand? So I have to really get used to you to be able to, you know, be comfortable with you touching me. Take for instance now, I can't sleep on the same bed as somebody I have not slept on the same bed with. You understand? Whether it is a friend, whether it is a family member, I can't sleep because I'm not used to that physical closeness. You understand? A bed is a very, very touchy place for me. So let me just stop before somebody starts thinking weird things. Anyway, so to cut the long story short, how do you set boundaries? How do you set boundaries? And that's what's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Okay, let's move on. That was me finishing my cup of coffee because it grew cold because I was talking so long. Anyway, how do you set boundaries? There are three steps that I'm going to, you know, because there are a lot of things to talk about boundaries, but to get you started on the journey of boundaries, because this is an open house, you understand? You are going to be inviting people in. You're going to be giving people the boot out of the door. So how do you determine what kind of people you're inviting? How do you determine how you progress in your relationship with them? How do you determine your interactions with them? That is what we're going to be talking about. And from moving on from that, we talk about the first step, which is create those boundaries. I know this seems like what creators tell us on Instagram to just start. It's the truth. Nothing in this life begins without starting. So that seems like tautology or an oxymoron or whatever they call it. Well, English is not my forte. Okay, so create the boundaries, you understand? And in creating your boundaries, you need to ask yourself a couple of questions. I know we don't like asking ourselves questions, but the thing is we need to ask ourselves questions. So first question, ask yourself, why do you need that boundary? Why do you need to set boundaries with this person? Or why do you need to set boundaries in general? Personally, I have general boundaries, then I have personal boundaries for specific people. But my general boundaries usually help me in when I'm communicating with a stranger or with somebody I'm just developing a new relationship with. How much do I share with them? You know, how much of myself do I allow get invested with them? You understand? That is why I need those boundaries, because I'm somebody who is very, very emotionally sensitive. I'm somebody who can get attached very, very easily. So I need those boundaries to help make sure that my insecurities do not come up, and also make sure that I do not become very codependent emotionally on other people. So ask yourself why you need that boundary. What should they be dependent on? What should your boundaries be dependent on? You understand? What values? And that is why I was talking about self-worth. Let your boundaries come as a result of your self-worth. Don't set boundaries because of what something you heard on Instagram. Don't set boundaries because of something I'm saying. Set boundaries because you need them. And don't let those boundaries be dependent on somebody else's values. Let them be dependent on values and principles that you believe in and hold dear. You understand? And when you set those boundaries, you know, when you know what those boundaries are, when you determine what they are going to be dependent on, how will they benefit you? Three questions. why do you need boundaries? What should they be dependent on? And how will those boundaries benefit you? You understand? You need to keep these three things in mind. Moving on to the next step. And the next step is state those boundaries. State those boundaries. Class, repeat after me. State those boundaries. There's something I told a student of mine a time ago, and I said to him, I said, nobody will be able to help with your plans. Nobody will to know what you're thinking. Nobody will be able to know what you need if you only imagine them in your head. If your plans only stay in your head, nobody is going to know about them. Nobody will be able to contribute to them. Same thing if you've gone through step one and you only let it stay in your head space, you are not doing yourself any good. You need to communicate those boundaries with people. If you need to communicate it with people that you're already in a relationship with, you know, you've known these people for a long time, they might be family members, maybe a lover. It can be difficult here, but you need to communicate them nonetheless. Communicate those boundaries in a straightforward but peaceful way. You don't want to be rude. You don't want to be rude. You don't want to be a piece of shit, but you want to be firm. You understand? It's a change, I know, it's a change. But the thing is, relationship dynamics always change. They always change over time, and they are difficult to fit into, but you need to be patient with them, you understand, and stay the course. So you need to communicate those boundaries, and it's going to trigger various reactions from both sides, you understand. When you start telling that person that, let's say you're like me and you tend to be over available, so now you start telling people that, okay, I can't be really that available anymore, so maybe we'll have to cut the availability down a bit. You know, it's, you know, it starts to seem like as if you are selfish and all those kind of things. Meanwhile, you're really saying, okay, for me to be able to be a better friend, I need to have a little bit of space. Now, it will take time before the both of you are used to it. You understand? It will bring up a lot of emotions at first. Some emotions might be negative. Some people might be very, very understanding and, you know, just be very, very supportive of the process that you're going through. But just because somebody reacts negative to a change that you're making doesn't mean that they hate the change or that they hate you. It's just that it's a change. And generally, people don't react favorably to change, especially change that is not putting change inside their pocket, if you know what I mean. So, you know, you just need to give it time, be patient, and, you know, just go through it step by step, which, with all that is going to be happening, you now need to work very hard on step three, which is maintain those boundaries. Maintain those boundaries. And one thing that will help you maintain those boundaries is step one. The questions you answered for yourself in step one. Keep reminding yourself of those answers. Why do you need to set this boundary? What are the boundaries dependent on, and how beneficial are the boundaries to you? You understand? Because in maintaining those boundaries, you will be tempted to go back to your old ways. You'll be tempted to, you know, do those same thing that you are wishing to stop. You'll be tempted to, you know, be the certain way that you don't want to be anymore. In fact, you feel guilty a little bit because you'll be like, ah, but I used to do this thing before. But you know that to be able to continue doing that thing, you need to take a little bit of space. To be able to continue to be a good person and not, you know, turn out to be a piece of shite, you know, to be able to stave off a little bit of depression, to be able to stave off anxiety and not feed your insecurities, you need those boundaries. So it's going to be hard, yeah, maintaining them, but you need to maintain them. So constantly remind yourself of your why, the what, and the how, because those three things will make sure that, okay, you constantly are, it will make them look fresh, you understand? Make it look like as if you are starting all over again. You know, you are reinstating these things. It's just like how Christians are told to constantly remind themselves and keep their minds on the word of God so that they will not stray. It's the exact same thing, you understand? Take them as gospel and keep your mind with them. Take them as gospel and keep your mind with them. Like I said before, relationship dynamics are difficult, they change over time, and they are difficult to fit into, especially when you're introducing a change like a boundary. So it takes time, so be patient and stay the course. Remember, the end result of boundaries is not to destroy or make you unable to have intimate relationships. Rather, it's to help you establish a healthy, safe, and well-defined mode of communication and experience in any relationship. So that's basically it. Thank you very much for listening to this point. I hope today's episode was helpful. I hope today's episode blessed you. If it did, remember to share, you know, with your friends. Remember to share with your family members. Let people know about the volatile community. You understand? If you're going to be talking about this podcast on any of your platforms, please use the hashtag volatile times with Daniel. You understand? So I can find your post and I can interact with you, you know, and everything. And if you want to interact with me, always Instagram is always available at Daniel Briggs. Same thing with Twitter at Daniel Briggs. You understand? So, and if you're not following me on Instagram, me and you gonna fight. Me and you gonna have Kantar. Me and you gonna fight. I don't know why I'm like doing this. I'm trying to make up for the voice. Anyway, thank you very much. It was a lovely episode. It was lovely talking to you. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.